Vakoja Thofajaroid Gdi Erklar Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bullard, and I want to welcome you to this week's edition of our programme Sounds Irish. I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. Ballads, folk, traditional, country and Irish, old-time Irish-American songs and instrumentals, all with an Irish flavour or some connection with Ireland. So stay tuned and enjoy this week's edition of Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bullard and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Sounds Irish. I hope I find you well as you listen to this, no matter what radio station you're listening to me on, no matter what part of the world you're in, I hope all is well in your world. Just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I say every week, you can contact me at any time. It's the email address you need, and here it is, joebollard2@aircom.net, J-O-E-B-O-L-L-A-R-D, and then a figure 2, at aircom. Now be careful how you spell it, E-I-R-C-O-M.net, put the word Sounds Irish in the subject line. As usual, we've got quite a mixed programme for you this week. All types and genre of Irish music. And we've got some old favourites as well. And some new tracks that from people that you may not have heard before. And enjoy. Now we're starting off with Brendan Shine. Young Mr. Shine, we don't have on the programme too often. And I will be honest with you. Aren't I always honest with you? And let you know that I don't have a great deal of material from Brendan. But this one I have played before. You know, other hills are always greener and he wants to go away and roam the world. But no matter where he goes, he misses his old country home. Brendan?
Now when I was a young man, I wanted to roam. So I packed up my suitcase and I left my home. My mother was crying, Dad with tears in his eyes, said stand proud like a man's son, and they waved their goodbyes. Now I wandered to Scotland, from Dundee to Annan, from Glasgow to Stirling, Edinburgh, Clackmannan. Now my travelling is over and I'll never more roam, just to sit by the fire in my old country home.
Ow-do-da-di-di-da-da-da, ow-do-da-di-di-da-di-da, ow-do-da-di-di-da-da-di, ow-do-da-di-di-da-di-da.
I've been in the Welsh mountains, I've heard choirs singing, from Cardiff to Pembroke, other voices are ringing. Now my travelling is over and I'm never more roam, just to sit by the fire in my old country home. I've been to old Ireland, to Derry and Kerry, from Bantry to Dublin, I came back on the ferry. Now my travelling is over and I'll never more roam, just to sit by the fire in my
Fading off into the sunset there, that was Brendan Shine and My Old Country Home. We're going to have a little bit of foot tapping now from Derek Ryan. Derek is somebody who I think we've only featured once on the programme before. This is a lively one, and he's joined here by Sharon Shannon. Now, we've had Sharon on the programme quite a lot, but here is Derek Ryan telling us all to hang on to your hat.
Hold on to your hat, and we'll drive this road together. Hold on to your hat, say you'll be mine forever. Ah, you know you are my sweetheart, you're the apple of my eye. To you I bared my soul, without a question why. I'll always do my very best to never make you cry. I care for you and love you true until the day I die. Hold on to your hat, and we'll drive this road together. Hold on to your hat, and we'll see all kinds of weather. Hold on to your hat, and we'll drive this road together. Hold on to your hat, say you'll be mine forever. Every bend and crossroads, he'll never be alone. And if the days get darker and the restless winds they blow, then in the gust we can trust our love will take us home. Hold on to your hat, and we'll drive this road together. Hold on to your hat, and we'll see all kinds of weather. Hold on to your hat, and we'll drive this road together. Together, hold on to your hat, and we'll see all kinds of weather. Hold on to your hat, and we'll drive this road together. Hold on to your hat, say you'll be mine forever.
Woo! Hey! Sudden ending there from Derek Ryan. And you could hear Sharon Shannon, playing the accordion there in the background. And as I say so often, a lovely sort of Cajun sound. I like that sound. Many people mightn't agree with me, feeling that it's not Irish. Well, I always say, first of all, it's, well, Derek Ryan, Irish singer, with Sharon Shannon, an Irish instrumentalist, so it sounds Irish, and it's sort of Irish and Cajun, is it not? This young lady, Well, Eileen Donaghy, I love the clarity of her voice, and she always sang some lovely songs, hailing from Northern Ireland with a beautiful Northern Irish clipped accent that I love. And the last time I played this recording, it was by Dermot O'Brien. It was Deep in Canadian Woods We Met, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll play this for any Canadian Irish listener listening to me this week, and this is Ireland Boys Hooray, and you can join in the chorus because you all know it so well. Well, by the time we get to the end of the track, you'll know it. Come on, I dare you.
Deep in Canadian woods we met from one bright island flown. Great is the land we tread, but yet our hearts are with our own. And there we leave the shanty small where fades the autumn day. We toast old Ireland, dear old Ireland, Ireland Boys Hooray. A hundred times the new ones and the old, and songs and sermons, rants and rhymes, and there's some 50-fold. But take them all, the great and small, and this we've got to say: the dear old Ireland, good old Ireland, Ireland boys, hooray! Ireland boys, hooray! Ireland boys, hooray! The dear old Ireland, good old Ireland, Ireland boys, hooray! We've seen the wedding and the wake, the patron and the fair. The stuff they take, the fun they make, and the heads they break down there. But the loud hurroo and the pillaloo and the thundering clear the way. It's gay old Ireland, dear old Ireland, Ireland boys hooray. Ireland boys hooray, Ireland boys hooray. It's gay old Ireland, dear old Ireland, Ireland boys hooray. But deep in Canadian woods we've met, me ne'er may see again. The dear old Isle where our hearts are set and our first fond hopes remain. But come fill up another cup and with each up let's say, here's loved old Ireland, good old Ireland, Ireland boys hooray. Ireland boys hooray, Ireland boys hooray. Here's loved old Ireland, good old Ireland, Ireland boys hooray.
Now here's a track that was a huge hit for Dermot O'Brien way back in the day. But we're having Barleycorn's version. Here's the young man walking along the road in County Galway. A young maiden he meets. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, no, none at all. She wore a bonnet with a ribbon on it, and around her shoulder was the Galway shawl. And she invites him in to meet her father and play some tunes, and he stays the night, and then he leaves the next morning for Donegal, but he still carries the memory of that lovely lady and her Galway shawl. Barleycorn.
Near Oranmore, in the County Galway, one pleasant evening in the month of May, I spied a damsel. She was fair and handsome, and her beauty nearly took my breath away. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, oh no, none at all. She wore a bonnet with ribbons on it, and round her shoulder was a Galway shawl. She kept on walking, and she kept on talking, till her father's cottage it came into view. Said she, come in, sir, and meet my father, and pray to please him the foggy dew. I fled the blackboard, the stack of Arnie, oh, Rodney's gone. foggy June. She is sighing each note like an Irish linnet till tears come into her eyes of blue. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint the powder, oh no, none at all. She wore a bonnet with her ribbons on it, and round her shoulder was a Galway shawl. I took and rode for old Donegal. She sighed and kissed me, then she said goodbye, sir. But my heart remains with that Galway shawl. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, oh no, none at all. She wore a bonnet with ribbons on it, and round her shoulder was a Galway shawl.
In the late 40s and early 50s, there weren't many places where a musician in Ireland could be heard, apart from the theatres. Pubs and hotels in those days didn't have entertainment. You went to the pub to drink and chat and tell jokes and act the maggot, as we say. But nowadays, well, most fairly big venues have facilities, particularly at the weekend, where musicians can go and entertain. I do the same myself. But in those days, way back in the day, as I say, musicians had to appear in the theatre, the Gaiety and the Queen's and all that sort of thing. And one such musician, a singer, was a guy called Connie Foley. Now, Connie was very, very popular when he appeared. And this was one of his, well, his famous songs, the song that really put him on the musical map here in Ireland. He's singing a song he made his own, as my mother would say. And it tells the story of young Jack Duggan, who was born in Castlemaine in County Kerry, but he took himself off to Australia, and then, well, he became a bit of a lad, right? He robbed the rich, but he helped the poor. And the story has it that he stabbed James McAvoy. But listen, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll let the man himself tell you about it. Connie Foley telling us all about the Wild Colonial Boy.
There was a wild colonial boy, Jack Duggan was his name. He was born and bred in Ireland, in a place called Castlemaine. He was his father's only pride, his mother's only joy. Dearly did his parents love the wild colonial boy. At the early age of 16 years, he left his native home and to Australia's sunny clime he was inclined to roam. He robbed the rich and helped the poor. He stabbed James McAvoy. A terror to Australia was the wild colonial boy. One morning on the prairie, as Jack he rode along, listening to the mocking birds singing their mocking song, out stepped three mounted policemen, Kelly Davis and it right. They all set out to capture him, the wild colonial boy. Surrender now, Jack Duggan, for you are free to one. Surrender in the Queen's name, for you're a plundering son. Jack plucked two pistols from his belt and proudly waved them high. I'll fight, I'll not surrender, said the wild colonial boy. Jack fired a shot at Kelly, which brought him to the ground. And turning then to Davis, he received a fatal wound. A bullet pierced his proud young heart from the pistol of Fitzroy. And that is how they captured him, the wild colonial boy.
It's time now for our Foster and Allen track. I'm a big fan of Foster and Allen, as regular listeners will know. And this is their interpretation of a song that was a big hit for Joe Dolan. In fact, what I might do, if you tidy up your rooms before next week, I might find the Joe Dolan version of this song. Now, Joe Dolan was an icon in the Irish music scene, I've told you before. Oh, of course, we're picking up new listeners every week. But Joe Dolan was an icon in the Irish music scene for many, many years. And I'm not sure if this particular song wasn't his first recording, but we'll find that out before we play Joe's version of this song, maybe on next week's programme. But here, Foster and Allen. I do apologise before I play this, because it's not in the greatest condition, so I hope you'll make allowances. But there is some nice guitar work on it. Foster and Allen, In My Own Peculiar Way.
It would be a comfort to know you'd never doubt me, even though I give you calls most every day. Sometimes I think that you'd be better off without me. Although I love you in my own peculiar way, don't doubt my love if sometimes my mind should wander to a suddenly remembered yesterday. My mind could never stray too long away from you, because I love you in my own peculiar way. Though I may not always be the way you have me, though my faults may grow in number day by day, let no one ever say I've ever been untrue. I'll always love you in my own peculiar way. Though my faults may grow in number day by day. Let no one ever say I've ever been untrue. I'll always love you in my own peculiar way. I'll always love you in my own peculiar way.
Foster and Allen, and sort of easy on the ear music. Every one of their albums, relaxing, nice and easy to listen to. And as you were listening there to that lovely guitar work, as I was it not? In my own peculiar way. Now, here's a song that I used to sing. Now, I haven't sung this for a long, long time. Many years ago, I bought myself a guitar. Now, I didn't even know how to tune a guitar when I got it, but I did a bit of questioning and answering and studying and what have you. I was with the band at the time, playing piano mostly, but I was smitten with it. I must have a guitar, you know the way you do. And I got it, and eventually I managed to play three chords on it. And then I began to sing along with my guitar, and well, I wasn't very good. But this is one of the songs that I used to sing because I like the song itself. And it tells the story of the homes of where? Of course, Donegal. It's the most sung about county in Ireland. We've all agreed on that since day one of Sounds Irish. And this is a young lady who I've never heard before. Her name is Sharon Murphy. Now, if you listen closely at the beginning, she sounds rather like Sinead O'Connor, but I love the backing on this track. She's telling us, I've just dropped in to see you all. I'll only stay a while. I want to know how you're getting on. I want to see you smile. I'm happy to be back again to greet you one and all. Oh, it's good to be back home again in the homes of Donegal. Here's Sharon Murphy. Just before I play it, just to let you know that it is a little longer a track than we usually have, but stick with it. It's gorgeous.
I've just stepped in to see you all alone.
simply superb. Two words in my mind that sum up that track. Lovely recording by Sharon Murphy. And please God, I'll soon return unto the homes of Donegal. Earlier on, I played a dedication for all my Canadian Irish people. Now, no matter what part of the world you're listening to me in, and we have lots of listeners all over the world, if you're from Donegal, if that made you feel a little homesick, well, I dedicate that to you from me. Now, we're going from Donegal to County Down because the Irish Rovers, they're telling us all about the star of the County Down. And the last time I played this, I think it was the High King's version, I said that it was a far cry from the John McCormack old scratchy 78 that the nun used to play for us at school. I've told you about that before, on Sunday evening after tea. It was supposed to be entertainment, but we 9-year-old brats had to sit and listen to countless recordings of Count John McCormack. And this was one of the songs that we used to listen to, the Star of the County Down. But here, the Irish Rovers and their version.
One morning last July, down a boring green came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so sweet from her two bare feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Such a winsome elf, I'm ashamed of myself for to see I was staring there. From Bantry Bay of the Derry's Gay, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the County Down. As she onwards bit, sure I scratched me head, and I looked with a feeling rare. And I says I to a passerby, who's the maid with the nut brown hair? Well, he looked at me and he said to me, that's a gem of Ireland's crown. Young Rosie McCann from the banks of the Bann, she's the star of the County Down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry's Gay, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the County Down. She'd soft brown eyes with a look so shy and a smile like the rose in June. And she sang so sweet, what a lovely treat, as she lilted an Irish tune. At the Lambeth dance I was in the trance, as she whirled with the lads of the town. And it broke me heart just to be apart from the star of the County Down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry's Gay, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the County Down. So I'll dress in my Sunday clothes, with my shoes shone bright and my hat cut right, for a smile from the nut brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke, no horse I'll yoke, and my plough was a rust colour brown. And a smiling bride by my own fireside, says the star of the County Down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry's Gay, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the County Down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry's Gay, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the fair Colleen that I met in the County Down.
Hey, as I say, a far cry from that old John McCormack recording. But what I might do in the not too distant future, if you behave yourselves, I might find the old recording of John McCormack. And why I say that is because, well, friends, I've been taken to task. Well, it was a couple of weeks ago, actually. If you promise to keep it to yourselves, I got told off. I've been doing Sounds Irish since Adam was a little boy. And I don't think I've ever played a John McCormack track. And I got an email from a lady a couple of weeks ago, well, maybe a month ago, or maybe even be longer than that, who says, why don't you play Count John McCormack? Well, first and foremost, it's not an excuse. It's a reason that most of the material that John McCormack recorded, well, it's not really, well, suitable, playable-wise, technically-wise, to play on radio. But I promise you, we'll do that on St. Patrick's Day's programme, and I'll come back to that before the end of the programme. And many thanks to Doreen for that email. And I promise you, on St. Patrick's Day's programme, I will play a John McCormack track. Okay, now, where was I up to? Oh, yes, this is, well, it's not an Irish tune, but it's played by two of the greatest Irish musicians that we've had. First of all, James Galway, one of the world's greatest flautists, and Phil Coulter, one of the world's greatest piano players, songwriters, arrangers, and what else? Here, they're playing a tune which was written by a gentleman named Ungar. And if you promise not to tell anybody, I sometimes play this in church. It's such a beautiful melody. James Galway, Phil Coulter, and the Ashokan Farewell.